Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with John Horvath II, author of Return to Order, returntoorder.org. Is that right, John?
That's it.
Check it out. Can they find this article there?
Yeah. It's right on the side there.
Eight things to do to restore the missing human element in the economy. Folks, you ought to go read this book, this article. It's outstanding. I want to continue to talk about these, John, so I want to get as many of these in as we can. Principles and manners. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, when you get somebody who's vulgar, who's obscene, who doesn't really know how to treat people well, that reflects well, and that reflects that badly on your business relationships. You know, common courtesy is probably one of the best things you can instill in your workers or in your workplace.
And coarseness. Let's get rid of coarseness. I was on a thread a while back. An international thread. People from all over the world were contributing. I'm a member of a certain organization. And someone from Europe dropped the F-bomb in the middle of all this.
Yeah.
And I just wrote back and I said, you know, we can do without that.
Yeah.
And a lady came up behind me on the thread and said, thank you.
Yeah. People will thank you for it. You know, sometimes it's hard to confront it. But I've seen that. Yeah, people thank you for it because
I know all the cuss words. I know every one of them, but there are times when you just need to pay attention and let's cut through and get rid of some of the coarseness. And I like the way you said that. What about real people? Talk to us about talking to real people.
Let's see. Oh, okay. Yeah. I prefer to talk to real people. I don't like machines. I don't like self-service. I don't like, if I can avoid it, I'll avoid the drive-through window. I'll go in the bank. I like to talk to them. A real person for me makes all the difference.
Right.
So whenever I have that option, I go for it.
I agree with you. I use kiosks when it's handy. Sometimes it is. But I'm telling you, we're going to lament the day that we get all of our stuff out of a machine, and that's the way we're moving. And some of the policies, like this artificially inflating the minimum wage around the country, these local minimum wages and all that, that's not helping. That's hurting jobs. It's costing people low wage entry level people jobs, and it's coarsening the human experience, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these machines—they just are just so obnoxious. I like the joy of being served, and also of serving and being served. And
right.
You just take that out when you have the machine in the middle of it.
Well, you talk about that. You talk in one of your points is allowing people to serve you.
Yeah, because. I mean, we like to serve people. We're, you know, everybody, and so we should like to be served as well because it's part of. If you don't have anyone to serve, you can't serve anybody.
I'd like to also talk about something that I've talked about on the show before that bugs me, and that's when I call a small business, a real bona fide small business, and I get a voice machine. If you're calling so and so, you know, and it takes forever to get to the. To what I want, you know, they give me the directions. Am I speaking English or whatever before I can get to what I want? But you're a small business. You're spending you're doing everything you can to get people to contact you, and then you put up this machine barrier between you and them.
Yeah.
If you're a small business, answer your phone with a human being.
Yeah. Oh no. No, that makes all the difference. That makes all the difference. I mean, you can really you can tell it shows that there are people that you know really care.
There's a business here in town that I've been doing business with for decades. And Regina is the receptionist. She's been there for all these years, and I say, hey, Reggie, how you doing? And she may not talk to me for 6 months. She'll say, oh, hi, Jim. Mm-hmm. And why would I go anywhere else?
That's true.
John,
true.
I need
it's your not web- worth it. It's
need-
not worth the dollar you save.
That's exactly right. I need your website quickly.
www.returntoorder.org.
That's the name of the book, too, Return to Order. Hey, John, good job today. Will you come back?
Yeah, gladly.
We love your wisdom here. We'll see you next time. John Horvat, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.